We have a product that 12 countries have signed on to. They made a decision to be ambitious, to really grasp the benefits that full economic integration can deliver. And if we don't deliver it now, I think there's a fear that countries won't be able to stick around and hold that deal out there. They'll need to go and make other deals amongst themselves to be able to reap the benefits of trade. And if we aren't able to deliver when we asked those other TPP partners to take on very high standards that, frankly, were very difficult for them, you know, it's worth thinking about the fact that in TPP, the United States has to make almost no changes to our laws and regulations to implement TPP. We will have to cut our tariffs, but the other high standards, intellectual property protection, the FPS rules, making sure there are minimum standards of labor and environmental protection, we do all of that in the United States. Other countries have been willing to join us through TPP to commit to those same high standards because of the benefits of that economic integration. But those benefits, the creating that level playing field, will go away if we don't pass TPP. But, you know, other countries have taken real political risk to take on those commitments. And if the U.S. essentially leaves them at the altar at the time for us to ratify this deal, that has an impact on our credibility throughout the region, not just on trade, but in a larger foreign policy arena as well. So, you know, I think there are implications to what we do and whether we can ratify this deal, both for the faith in the international trading system and a sense that we can follow through, but also for our standing in the entire Asia-Pacific region.